So today I'm going to talk about releases, monitoring, and dead birds. So I'll get to that in a minute. So usually before I do a talk, I like to say like who it's for. And I think this covers everyone in the room. But if you make applications, or you launch new versions, or you ever get paged, or if you ever make mistakes, then this is probably a good talk for you. Probably covers everyone in here. So at Turbine Labs, we think that everyone should be able to release code. I think LinkedIn talked yesterday about how everyone should be able to deploy code, but if code's deployed to a server somewhere in a farm and no one gets to see it, then does it really matter? Like, not particularly. So ideally, in this case, not only do people get to release code, but SREs aren't the ones being paged when it has trouble, because the developers are handling the triage and the release itself. And don't worry, there's a change log. So you know who to blame when it happens. The dead birds. No birds were harmed in the making of this talk. Also, that's my roommate's cat, Prince. So back in the old days of mining, you used a canary in a little cage when you walked around in the mines to make sure that if there was a gas leak or some kind of explosion, you weren't there. The bird would tell you early on, because its little lungs couldn't handle the same kind of poisonous gases that yours could, and so you could run away really fast, ideally. In this case, it's the kind of release that tells you, in a canary fashion, if that route or that release is bad news before you get it fully rolled out to production. The other side of this is the sort of blue-green nature of it. So blue is the production release that's running that is known good, or at least mostly good. And then the green side is that little canary release that you're rolling out and saying, like, I hope this is good. We'll find out really quickly. So it's a small portion of live traffic, and you're testing in production, which sounds really scary. But yeah, if the release dies, abandon that route. If your bird looks like that, get out of there. Get out of there really fast. So let's say the current state of your application or service is you got a monolith or a bunch of microservices, and you write a bunch of code, or you're part of a team where someone's writing the code, and you're building the solid infrastructure, and everything that you do is great, but then the code, who knows, right? Like, it takes a long time to write, and once it's written, somebody needs to test it. And that takes a long time, and it's kind of hard, and more than likely, things will still break once it goes live, because you really just can't catch everything. And once it's broken, rolling that code back on your solid infrastructure, right, it takes a long time, and it's pretty expensive. Not to mention that, like, you can't necessarily roll back to a state that ever existed before, because, like, that doesn't happen, right? Like, time travel doesn't exist. And if you've used microservices, you might be thinking, like, okay, if we have 99 services, we have 99 problems. But when each service runs its own little endpoint, right, and runs as a microservice, you can do incremental release. So in some ways, having 99 problems is much better than having one giant problem, because you can move forward with, like, slash users or slash API or any endpoint without having to, like, jeopardize the entire platform. And if you combine that with canary releases, ideally you're getting actionable information pretty quickly and pretty early, so that you don't have to worry about, oh no, the site's down, oh no, the SRE is getting paged, oh no, no customers can use our service. And also you can roll back or fully release service by service. The flip side of this is monitoring. Like, if you're not checking to see what's actually going on, then this is all for naught, right? You're just, like, throwing things out and just hoping. I hope no one does this in here, right? Like, ideally, we've all learned at some point in time that it's really important to check things and see what's happening, and we've had a lot of talks about, like, unit tests and different ways to lint things, but monitor early, monitor often, and I like to think that customer-focused metrics are the best way to go if you have a customer-focused service. So that essentially equates to what's the latency to the service, how many requests are coming in, and what kind of response are they getting, right? So if the latency is really high on your, like, test release, then that's weird. What's going on? Probably something bad. If the requests have dipped super low, then, oh, I wonder why no one's making requests. Is it because they can't get to it? Like, what's happening? Did all of our customers take vacation at the same time? Probably not. And then the responses, same deal. People are getting bad responses, something else is probably broken. And you might want to like stop that release. So to go back over it, per endpoint, per service testing, you measure it often with metrics, and then you take immediate action based on those actionable metrics. Hopefully this stops ruining weekends, right? I mean, A of all, don't do releases on Friday in the afternoon if you like anyone that you work with and want them to stay working with you. But ideally, if you're doing releases very often and per endpoint, you're not having these like massive ceremonial releases where everything breaks loose and lots of things die. You're having these small, like easily testable, easily actionable releases that you can repeat as necessary, and like no one's panicking, and hopefully PagerDuty isn't going off unless, like, I don't know, your whole cloud service is broken for some other reason unrelated to the code release. So how do we get there? Because it sounds hard, right? And it is, but not that hard. You use proxies and routing, right? The whole key here is you have to have something on the edge that's smart enough to tell customer or user traffic where to go once it gets there. If you go in and you just have a load balancer that's round-robining requests, you can't do this, because they're just hitting service here, service here, service here, and it's not so great. So imagine this. This is a very simple example. But you have customers coming in. They hit your API or your service. Then they hit, like, say, our proxy, for instance. And a good percentage of them are going to the blue known good service. A small percentage are going to the green service. Everything's fine and dandy until you see the metrics. And they're saying, oh, no, like, green's not so good. And you roll it back. This is probably easier to like show you than explain to you. So I'm going to do a demo. Bear with me while I switch windows. OK. Where is that? Here we go. All right. So on the left, I have nothing running right now. So that's just giving us red lights, which red is usually bad in this case, because there's nothing running. So over here, I'm going to run a simple Docker service. And this has a few different components. It's running the proxy. It's running a little collector that's grabbing information from the services that are running and reporting it back to our app. And then it's also making requests. And the requests show up over here as blue, because they're all production blue. There's some node servers in the back that are responding back. And there's a little node server that runs a client. So not what I wanted. On the other end is the metrics that we have. So they're showing the success rate. We had a big increase because I started it up a while ago before the talk of the requests. And everything's hunky-dory because it's a known good thing. And if I look over here, I see that there's like a release ready. So the way we set up our software is if we have something rolled out with a certain kind of Docker label, it shows as a ready release. And if I want to start that release to do some testing, I just click on Start Release. We have a green version. I'm going to be really brave and just go up to, like, I don't know, say 30%. 30, yep. And start the release. So because it's edge routing, all this traffic that's being routed to the green version is instantly accessible. And we're seeing green blocks, like, at a 30% rate. And everything's fine, and it works really well. We're going to simulate some errors here. So all of a sudden, there's lots of delays. Everything's really broken. You're seeing red lights. And if the stats loaded a bit quicker, if we could fast forward about 10 minutes in the future, which I think is a good amount of time, you would start to see a big ramp up of failures and some latency issues because there's some delay here. And if you were the engineer running this release, you would say, hey, there's something off. Like, something about this is degraded in some way, and we probably should shut this off. Like, bad idea, no bueno. And once again, like the edge routing makes it stop immediately. So we're back to blue, everything's good. There's no worries, right? And the cool thing is, because it's all through routing, the services that were broken are still running on a server somewhere, and you can triage them at your leisure, like maybe on a Monday or a Tuesday when you have time, as opposed to immediately because everything's broken. You didn't have to take apart the infrastructure because it was running somewhere else, and your customers, except for that 1 or 2, or in this case 30%, didn't really see it. And same thing, if everything was going great and you wanted to go completely over, you would just release like that. And this is an example of like how we've built this sort of tool, but this sort of principle applies more generally. Like if you're doing any kind of releases, like breaking them up into small component pieces, testing them often, and releasing them with a lot less fear is generally a healthy way to find out all the other pieces that are broken, but also having like good code pretty quickly. And there's still red dots because I have my URL up, so. All right, we'll kill the live demo here. So to wrap it all up, what we generally recommend, right, in order to like have a bit more brave testing, do these canary releases, is break your services up. You can use a monolith. There's still some things you can gain from like using the metrics with those, but having like individual microservices is a generally better way to do these releases. Measure often with user-centric, sorry for the typo there, user-centric metrics. Make sure that you're like seeing what your users are seeing quickly. So latency, responses, and the number of requests. And use this kind of edge routing that makes rollback easy and quick because you're just changing where the traffic goes, right? It's sort of the trolley problem. Stop ruining weekends. Nobody in here probably likes being paged, and if you do, you're a special kind of person, and that's really neat. But most of us like don't like having our dinners or our breakfasts like stopped by like PagerDuty or whatever else. So learn how to do these, learn how to control them, and do them often. And then let your developers triage their code at their leisure by keeping it running somewhere where no customer can see it, where no traffic's being routed. And that's it from me. Thanks.